News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I have to laugh. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I haven't heard that song in a few years, I got to tell you. And our guest this morning from Great Harvest, we have with us Delaney Dean. She's the Studer Family of Companies Marketing Manager. And Stephanie Bridges, who is with Great Harvest Restaurant, the Bakery Manager. I said, what song do y'all want to hear this morning? Well, if many of you may or may not know, Quentin Rishi Studer have brought Great Harvest here to Pensacola. And apparently this is one of Mr. Studer, my friend Quint's, favorite songs. So I haven't heard Helen Reddy, for those of you that remember, but I haven't heard this song in forever. So I got a big smile on my face because I thought, oh my gosh, just brought back a lot of memories from the 70s, y'all. Anyway, we're here to talk about Great Harvest. I'm super psyched that they're here. They're bringing us, we have a staff meeting every month, and they are bringing the staff lunch today, and I couldn't be happier about that. So this is the first time, I believe, for Delaney and Stephanie being on the radio. So I'm super excited y'all are here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so they're going to talk about Great Harvest. So now I've done all the talking I'm probably going to do, but I'm going to ask some questions. Great Harvest, as I understand it, is a bakery and cafe. So what I want to find out first of all is, where is it? Who are you? How long have you been open? I understand not too long. Tell me everything.
We just opened Friday, May 22nd.
Oh, just this last week?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Tell me more.
We're at 301 North DeVilliers.
Uh-huh.
And we are a scratch-made bakery focused on quality ingredients, fresh milled flour, and exceptional customer service.
Yum. So you're saying you're making everything you make there is from scratch?
Everything.
Really?
Yes.
You're lying.
No, we mill our own flour. It's actually...
You make your own flour?
Yeah, we mill our flour there.
Wow. Oh, that's really special.
Yes, it's tested for quality and cleanliness, so no chemicals.
Wonderful.
It comes straight from Montana's Golden Triangle, and we mill it, and then we make all of our bread.
That is so cool. So tell us a little bit about Great Harvest, because it was founded in Montana. Is that my understanding?
Yes, it was. It was founded in Montana in the 70s, and... The couple that opened it, they were looking for quality wheat.
Mm-hmm.
They found it in Montana. They were from Montana.
Right.
They started milling their own wheat, making their own bread, and then they started selling franchises.
Interesting. So this is a franchise of that original group.
Yes.
Okay. So talk a bit about your background, because I understand you just moved here.
I did. I just moved here. In 2008, I graduated from culinary school in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
I was a pastry chef for years.
Louisiana, now we're talking the bayou.
Yes.
Okay.
I worked in, my first job was at a pizza restaurant where I did make dough.
Okay.
And then I took a few years off to have kids, mm-hmm. and now I'm back.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes.
So when did you move to Pensacola?
In December.
In December. So what do you think so far?
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
It's not bad having a beach right down the road,
no,
is it?
No, and it's beautiful. It really is. I lived in Tampa for a few years where the traffic is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pensacola, you still get the beautiful beach, but less traffic.
Right, and right.
Yeah. We did not have a Great Harvest in Tampa, and I've always been really, my health and what I eat is very important. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard about Great Harvest, I immediately applied.
Well, it sounds wonderful, especially being the whole foods and making everything from scratch, including the flour, which is amazing to me that you mill your own flour. That's pretty neat.
It is neat.
So tell us a bit about the menu then. You're open. It looks like I'm looking at a little card here from Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5. It's on North DeVilliers Street, so you can't miss it. And you have a website set up at this point?
We do.
Got your website going? Mm-hmm. Okay. So talk a bit about the menu. So with all of this fresh, you're serving menus and you're selling bakery goods as well?
Yes.
Okay, so talk a little bit about, if I walk in, what am I going to find?
When you walk in the morning, at 7 a.m., we will have fresh cinnamon rolls coming out the oven.
Oh.
And they are made with whole wheat.
Oh.
We make icing there, and we'll also have scones. We have fresh cookies. We have breads. We have sourdough, honey whole wheat. Dakota is our honey whole wheat bread.
Yum.
With
seeds. So you could buy that as a loaf separate.
Okay. Yes. And then we also make breakfast and lunch sandwiches.
Nice. Okay. We're about an hour for some folks going to lunch in about 20 minutes here. So in about an hour or so, they can get lunch. What's on your lunch menu? What are some things you offer?
So we have a Louisville chicken salad sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose your own bread, white wheat. We have cheddar garlic, Dakota, and sourdough.
So let me make sure I understand this. All that bread is made in-house?
It is.
Even with your lunch sandwiches?
Yes.
Wow, I bet it's delicious.
And we also have, we make fresh biscuits every morning.
Oh.
And we've been selling out of those pretty quick.
Well, us Southerners, we like our biscuits.
We do like our biscuits, yes. And we make breakfast sandwiches on the biscuits. Uh-huh. We serve breakfast all day long.
You do?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things.
Mine too.
Breakfast sandwiches. I could live on them. Okay, now I'm in trouble. So I'm getting off here in about 15 minutes. You might see me coming driving through shortly.
Please
here.
Do.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely check it out. So talk a little bit more about the menu.
Okay, so I will say that one of my favorite things is the cinnamon chip bread. And so we take our farmhouse white bread.
Mm-hmm.
We fold in a ton of cinnamon chips, and then we bake it. You can take a loaf of this home with you, and you can make French toast, which is what my girls do.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious.
Yes.
That's just not fair. My listeners are all going, what? Okay, if you've got a question, we have our experts in the house, Delaney and Stephanie, with the new restaurant and bakery and cafe, Great Harvest. It's over on North DeVillers Street, opened just last week. And they make all their own breads and all of their own. I mean, that's amazing to me. And if you have a question about it or maybe a question about the menu, definitely text it in this morning to the Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. That's what the show is about. We try to bring you the latest news here on News Radio, but we also, on my show, I love to talk about new restaurants, new events, things that are happening in our community. And this is an opportunity for you to ask a question, and definitely you're going to want to check out the Great Harvest Bakery and Cafe. It's Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are here, so text in those questions again at 850-437-1620. We will be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are here from a brand new place in Pensacola called Great Harvest. It's a bakery and cafe located at 301 North DeVillers Street. They are open early, which is a great way to start your day, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And in the studio, I have Delaney Dean. She is the Studer Family of Companies marketing manager. And then Stephanie Bridges is the bakery manager for Great Harvest. So we talked a bit about how you got here. Tell us a little bit more about how this all came about and a little bit about your mission as a restaurant, because it's kind of a unique mission.
It is. The mission for Great Harvest is to be loose and have fun.
Oh, I couldn't get into that. Be loose and have fun. Okay, I'm check.
Okay. Bake phenomenal bread, which we do. Run fast to help customers, create strong and exciting bakeries, and give generously to others.
I love that.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And so when you make your own breads, everything is holistic, I understand. You're very careful about chemicals and things. Talk a little bit more about that, because we get kind of lazy. We do a lot of, most of us, myself included, we'll do a lot of fast food. We'll get out and about, and we're just busy. And this is something that is really important for people, just think about getting healthier.
Right, I agree. A lot of people don't know that there are chemicals in most of our flours.
Mm-hmm.
For Great Harvest, we have tested wheat berries that come to us. They are free from these chemicals. We mill them in-house, and then we bake our bread only with that.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. I don't know of anybody that does that, really.
No, it's
healthier. I guess that's how they used to do it back in the day.
So. It is exactly how they used to do it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a more nutritious bread. And without all the chemicals that we don't want.
I love that. And I love the name Great Harvest, because yes, that really makes you think of that original process.
Right. I agree.
Okay. So we have the restaurant. And, well, I should keep saying restaurant, but really it's a bakery and cafe. And you mentioned that you have biscuits.
We do. We have homemade biscuits. We have cheddar garlic. Sometimes we'll have ham and cheese biscuits. And then we will make our breakfast sandwiches on those biscuits.
Okay. Well, I have the advantage that the listeners don't. In front of me, I have one of the menus. And there are pictures on here that my mouth is just watering. Can you describe a little bit some of the sandwiches and things like that that you've got on the menu? Because really, it's almost lunchtime. And by the way, y'all, I'm looking at the pricing. Pricing is very reasonable and affordable. It's not outrageous. Not $30 a sandwich or anything like that. So right. It's much, much less than that. It's very affordable. But you are the bakery manager, so tell us a little bit about what you're offering for lunch today.
Okay.
And do you ever have specials or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
We will. Eventually we'll have specials. But my favorite sandwich on the menu is a turkey goddess. We have house-made green goddess dressing drizzled over slices of turkey breast and provolone cheese. And then it has lettuce, tomato, onion, and salt and pepper. And then you can choose your choice of bread.
Ah, does anything come with that?
You can get it with chips or a cookie.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Wait a minute. You haven't talked about cookies.
Oh, we have cookies.
Back up.
My favorite about the cookie is the snickerdoodle. We have one of the best snickerdoodles I've ever had. Another popular one is our Dylan cookie, and it's made with wheat flour.
Dylan, as in Bob Dylan?
As in Dylan Montana.
Oh, Dylan Montana. Yes. Okay. I was close.
Yes, you were.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. Dylan Montana. Okay. So what is that?
So our Dylan cookie is a chocolate chip oat cookie, and it has walnuts in it. And it's really good. We bake it to perfection, so it's soft and it's gooey and it's delicious.
Oh my God, sounds delicious. Okay, well, what about the chips now? Because I, of course, go to the name brands, but I'm guessing they are also wholesome types of chips.
They are more wholesome, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just potato chips. You can get your choice of chips or a cookie with a drink.
Nice. Well, speaking of drinks, you also, if I'm coming in for breakfast and I decide I want to get a breakfast sandwich or maybe I want to get a biscuit or something like that, what do you have to offer in that realm?
We do serve Big Jerk Soda from Pensacola.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then we have a full coffee bar.
Oh, nice.
Espresso,
okay.
And lattes, cold brew.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm guessing that that's, as we know that the Studers have the Bodacious Brew and some of the other great places in downtown Pensacola. So yes. I would put my money that the coffee here will be good as well.
It is good. And you can also get Bodacious Coffee and olive oil from Great Harvest.
Oh, well, talk about that.
Well, so we have a small retail section.
Uh-huh.
We'll have some of Bodacious olive oils.
Oh, good.
We'll have some of their coffee roaster beans.
Excellent.
And then we have jams, homemade butters that we make.
Nice.
We make granola.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some just cute little beachy tea towels in Pensacola.
Excellent.
Stuff.
Well, that's great. So you come in, you shop a little bit, you have a little something for breakfast or lunch, and I'm assuming it's cafe style seating and very relaxed. So what's your favorite thing so far now that you've been there? Have you got a favorite?
My favorite, other than, so I just had the monkey bread.
Okay.
The monkey bread.
You got to describe that too. Yes. What's in monkey bread?
So we take our cinnamon chip dough and we roll it in cinnamon, we roll it in butter and then cinnamon sugar and we bake it pull apart style.
Oh my gosh.
In a tea cake and it is delicious.
It sounds delicious. Yes. Is that something that I can only order there? Can I take it home too?
You can take it home. Yes.
Okay. I'm in trouble. I am so in trouble. This all sounds really good.
It is good.
So you've talked about the monkey bread. You talked a little bit about the biscuits. What other kind of bread? So just in case someone's just joining us, we're talking about Great Harvest, a new place, that bakery and cafe that just opened here in Pensacola. So tell us a little bit more about some of the breads.
So we have sourdough. It's very popular so far. We've sold out every day.
No kidding.
Yes. We have our honey whole wheat bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Dakota bread, which is our honey whole wheat with pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, millet, and sesame.
Yum. That sounds wonderful. And so you can opt for that if you were getting a sandwich.
Yes, you can use that on your sandwich. And we also have cheddar garlic. It has huge chunks of cheddar and garlic baked into it. We also use our cheddar garlic to make hamburger buns, and they are delicious.
Oh, so you have hamburgers, too?
We don't have hamburgers.
Oh,
we just have
the hamburgers, the buns.
Yes. You can take the buns home and grill burgers.
Okay, and then if you don't eat meat, there's still the veggie burgers, so you could do both.
Yes.
Okay, very good. If you've got a question, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, and our experts are definitely here from Great Harvest, brand new bakery and cafe, just opened last week on North DeVillers Street. You can't miss it, and they're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.,
yes.
And so you can have breakfast all day if you like. You can stop by. They've got the coffees, Bodacious Coffees, and the little gift shop, which is kind of neat. And if you have any questions, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and that's what we're all about, is letting you know about what's happening in the community and new places. And we're excited, especially, I'm going to have to just say it, they're providing lunch for us today here at the radio station, and I already got a glimpse of a couple of those sandwiches. I'm going to jump out of this studio first, get in line first, because it looks delicious. Okay, so we also have our marketing director, Delaney Dean. She's here. Good morning, Delaney.
Good morning.
I'm not going to let you off the hook just yet. So here you are. Now you've got this new place to promote and everything else. When you first went in the shop and maybe you tried something, what's been your favorite thing so far at the bakery cafe at Great Harvest?
My favorite so far has been the BLT sandwich. I think that it's just a really, really strong BLT. The bread is so dense that it's just delicious.
Okay.
Especially for something so simple, I think that it really has the bread and the quality of everything shine through.
Okay, so BLT. So I haven't had one of those in a while, and then it used to be one of my favorite sandwiches.
Right? It's so good.
Okay. So have you tried any of the cookies yet?
Our cookies are really, really good. I've probably had too many. The snickerdoodle is unbeatable, truly.
If y'all could see, I mean, I wish we had video. You could see the look, sudden look of guilt on her face that showed up when I mentioned cookies.
It's a good place to work. I'll say that much.
Right? Oh, definitely. I would think so. So what else can you tell us? Because we've got a few minutes or so. Oh, actually, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up for you. But we are talking with our friends at Great Harvest, brand new bakery and cafe here in Pensacola, right over on North DeVillers Street. Open 7 to 5. And you do have a website?
We do. It's greatharvest.pensacola.
Okay. Zip.com.
Yes.
Okay. We will be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Delaney Dean, who's the Studer Family Company's marketing manager, and Stephanie Bridges, who's just recently moved here to Pensacola, and she is the new bakery manager for the new bakery and cafe, Great Harvest. Okay, so they're located at 301, is that correct, North DeVillers Street, so you can't miss it, open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tell us real quick, in case somebody just joined us, Stephanie, a little bit about who you are and what you do so that they'll stop in today because it's almost lunchtime. So I'm thinking they should stop by today to check this out.
Absolutely. We're bringing fresh bread, giant cookies, sandwiches, and coffee to the community every single morning.
Okay. All right. Someone just texted in. One of our listeners wants to know, please describe the dine-in experience. How many people can you sit? That's a good question.
We have about 10 to 12 seats outside.
Oh, neat.
Yes,
okay.
And then we have, I would say, probably 15 inside.
Okay, so it's kind of small and intimate
small.
And stuff. Okay,
yes.
So that hopefully that, thank you for texting that in. That's a great question. I should ask that one.
It's actually, it's connected to a sort of a food hall type area that's not quite open yet. We have about 2 to 3 weeks left on that, but there will be a wine bar. And another little sweet shop, a gelato stand, and a produce stand.
Oh, great. So that's what's coming.
Yes, and then there's also a yoga studio at the very end of it.
Stop it. Really?
Yes.
That's
going
to be fantastic. Yeah. So you go to yoga, you have your biscuit first, then you go to yoga, work it off a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you have some dessert later. That sounds wonderful.
And then finish it off with wine.
Ah, now she's talking. There you go. So someone's asking, another listener just texted in, do they have pumpernickel and rye breads?
We do not have pumpernickel or rye yet.
Yet,
but it may be something we can add.
Okay, well, you have mentioned a couple that sounded pretty good. Mm-hmm. Want anyone to buy those again, just in case this person just joined us?
So we have our honey whole wheat, which is what Great Harvest is famous for. Sourdough, which has been one of our most popular breads. And then we have our Dakota bread, which is our honey whole wheat seeded. We have farmhouse white, cinnamon chip, cheddar garlic. We have a big list of breads. One thing I didn't mention that I should is that we have pepperoni rolls.
What?
Yes.
Did you leave that till the end? What? Pepperoni rolls?
Yes.
We just ran out of time. We're going to have to come back so we can talk more about that. But they can check it on your website. Where is that?
It's at greatharvestpensacola.com.
All right, y'all. You need to get there. Try Great Harvest Bakery and Cafe on North DeVillers Street. Open 7 to 5. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. I know you got to be busy just having opened.
Thank you so much.
This is Pep Talk. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. So if you can, tune in. And in the meantime today, remember, be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. And love now. Have a great day.